The Wake Up Song and the You Bastard Sight of the Day. Want to know more? Visit Holmberg's Morning Sickness online at 98kupd.com.
Yeah, off we go. Brady, have you done your Christmas shopping yet?
Not yet.
All right. I saw this list of toys. This is the worst thing I've ever seen the news try to scare people with. Here's a list of 10 toys being recalled right now. A log splitter. That's the first thing. It's the consumer, I forget what it's called, the Consumer Product Safety Commission, right? So they give you the website, like 10 toys that your kids can't have this year. Here, check this website for a full list of recalls. The first thing on there is a YTL International log splitter.
Is that big in the Northwest with the kids?
I don't know. I'm like, I think consumers should immediately stop using the recalled log splitters. Assembly can crack and cause the log splitter to disconnect from the rest of the unit, which will just smash you instead of the log. The next thing, girls' clothing, because there's too much lead in it. Metal pendant on a necklace containing, and they have the picture of the company that made it, a federal lead content ban. It's toxic. Young children should not have this.
I never knew about lead in the dress.
Yeah. Another toy they shouldn't have is the Mountain Warehouse children's water bottle. The little nozzle part that they've got that's so convenient.
Lead.
It falls off. Goes right in their throats. These are terrible toys. By the way, if you're shopping, and then in water heaters. And I'm like, well, this is the worst website I've ever been sent to for children's toy recalls.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, kids. You got your new 50-gallon water heater.
All right, warm showers.
Dad, it's just what I wanted. Tankless.
It's perfect, man.
And I didn't even realize this. I saw this yesterday, Brady. It's the passing of Spike Lee in Australia. Terrible. Spike Lee passed away at age 18. He looked good. Black don't crack. He's 95 years old. Spike Lee passed away in Brisbane just on the heels of Stan Lee dying here in the States at 95. The great Spike Lee.
Awful time for the Lee family.
The Lees are having a lot of problems. They're both Asian, and there's a flags in China at half staff for the Lees. The Brisbane Times decided to post a giant picture of Stan Lee on their newspaper, and it says Spike Lee dies at 95. You can hardly tell them apart. In fairness, they don't see color. I guess it's a step in the right direction for all the people that want a homogenized world of accepting everybody's. If somebody said, I'm sorry, I'll put the wrong picture up, I can't tell the difference between Spike Lee and Stanley. That's a better person. That's the person of the future, isn't that? That's who we're trying to build, is it not? The person that
doesn't. I don't know from what you've said about your trip down there. I think they see color.
In the cities, they don't. In the outskirts, they certainly do. And they see one color.
That's kind of the same here, isn't it?
Oh, it's well, that's what I said. When I was in Australia, it was like a time machine. It was amazing because once you got outside of Sydney, you were in the early 70s, like vans. And people loved vans, like old-style vans, and they just hated Aborigine people. And
ruse.
Kangaroos were awful to everyone outside of the people who didn't deal with them in the cities and stuff didn't care. But boy, the ones who were outside were like, eh, especially cab drivers, if you get in a cab in a city and they're like, hey, we're going to go up to, you know, like 30 miles outside of Sydney. Do you mind driving us? Great. Oh, what's the matter? Eh, ruse. Like, what? Hey, there's ruse all over that road. All right. I crashed one last night. Want to sit? And they'll show you that. It's just this wide open society of hatred. It was amazing, but they can't tell the difference, and that is a big thing. And that's what we're striving for here in the United States, is you can't tell the difference between anything anymore. There's no colors, there's no genders, there's nothing. So when Spike Lee dies, it could be Stan Lee, and nobody can get mad, because that's a beautiful thing that guy did. Did you hear about that guy who invented Marvel Comics is dead? Spike Lee. Get a photo of him up there. Never been able to tell him to do. You know, he took a departure there in the 90s when he started to do all those black films.
So creative.
Yeah, he kept waiting for the, you know, in that one movie he did about the kids in school and such. Waiting for the superhero to arrive. He never did. It's a bunch of poor black kids.
So inclusive.
Doing the right thing or something like that. And I was waiting for a superstar to come down and swoop all these children from their misery. It never happened. Michael Rappaport gets in a fight, though. That's pretty fun. And potheads, I appreciate what you're telling me as well. Jeffrey emails and said, I'm so goddamn proud of you, John. I've been a pothead since I was 12 years old, and every time I legitimately have free time, If I had obligations, it's my goal to kick the ass of the stereotype lazy pothead. And I always found I did, but my free time is definitely for pothead. I'm glad you found that happy place that I found 22 long years ago. Enjoy life to the fullest, man. We only get one. And you know what else? Stigmas. Status quo. That's the kind of stuff I want to try to avoid saying. That's what potheads always say. Shouting out like, man, you know what? The status quo, man.
Anarchy.
Nah, they're too lazy for that.
Yeah, that's true.
They'll say it, but I want to avoid
I'm not getting
that.
Up out of this recliner.
Yeah, I want to avoid saying stupid stuff like that. Man, it's the system. Things like that. You're like, oh, no, I'm one of those guys. And I think it does it to you because you're covered in pretzel dirt and you're trying to figure out what happened to your day. There I was, you know, the other day going, gosh, I wish time would slow down a little bit. And then finally I get medical advice to not move for just take it easy. You've basically strained a muscle in your back. You do more damage than good doing anything. I'm like, okay. So I plop down.
Yeah, you could take it easy.
I was told to.
Yeah, you were.
Medically.
Come on. Doctor's giving you a chance.
I got a pulled muscle in my back. There's nothing, you know. I did that on my own, building a goddamn bed.
Playing video games and eating pretzels is part of that.
Felt great. It felt great. But, whew, it's a bad moment for you when you look down and you see all that. And then, you know.
Did Megan come home?
Oh, she was watching the game with me. Yeah, she was sitting, she was doing stuff, but I was like.
Did she give you heat?
Oh, no, not at all. She was fine. She's like, you can stay put because you're back. I'm like, yeah, you're right.
See? Right. You're fine.
Pulled a muscle on your back. You can't have that.
Nope.
It's guilt. You just got a little guilt going.
Feel a little better, but I better not risk it. I was fine. I felt good.
Lazy guilt.
Yeah, it was lazy guilt, but it was worse still that I hit that stupid vape pen and then closed the door on society for the rest of the night. Anyway, thank you, all of you incredible potheads that are backing me up on this. And also, the guilty guilters like Eric over there is trying to justify his laziness by saying it's okay for me to do it. I know what he's doing. And it's okay. You keep doing it, John, because it makes him feel better that there's like a dude across the city doing the exact same thing that he is, drinking himself into a coma and playing video games. There's nothing wrong with that.
That's what life's about, enjoying yourself.
It's what it should be about.
I enjoy playing Red Dead Redemption.
Old people always say that. I wish I'd have just spent more time making love and enjoying the time I had. But then they always throw in that. Getting outdoors, traveling. I got no interest in any of that. I'm traveling. You know how many miles I covered yesterday in between Widow Rock and St. Denis? Denis? I rode, Eric, you know. I rode my horse from
there.
Ride. That's a long ride. It's beautiful. I took in the sights. Brady, have you been playing Red Dead Redemption?
I have not.
You got to give it away.
Yeah.
Just give it,
put
to,
a limit
give it to
sign
somebody.
Sign your copy.
Just sign
Brian
it.
In.
Give it to somebody. This is ridiculous.
I mean,
just,
people are clamoring for that.
Come on. You're not ever going to pick
getting
it
up. Close.
You're never going to pick it up again, are you?
You said that 2 weeks ago.
Getting close.
That's the stupidest thing you've ever. That's worse than the things I was saying yesterday.
Hey,
just give it away. Or roll a fatty, roll back, pour some sauce on your chest, and go to town. Chest food is great, Brady, and you should attest to this. I'm sure you've had chest food days.
Sure.
Or you're too lazy to reach into the bucket anymore, so you pour it on yourself.
That usually only happens at the movies for me.
You pour food on your body?
Well, no, you get the popcorn all over you.
Oh, no, no. This wasn't from that. I was pouring it on there.
Oh, you were doing it on purpose.
I wasn't crunching off. The bucket was huge and way over to my left, so I'm like, maybe if I just...
You actually pour.
I was in a recliner.
Wow,
so I was laying down and became my own table.
All right, take it back. You are. That's,
it was
that's
pathetic.
That's
I was reaching in the bucket.
You can't even reach over.
No, no, no. It's a party-sized bucket, and it's way high on the table from
way
where I was
high,
laying.
Yeah.
It was way high, Eric. Way high. So I'm reaching. I'm like, I got to get the bucket. So I had to pause the game every time to get the bucket, reach in, get some pretzels. Well, I put one on my chest, and I'm like, hey, I'm my own natural table. Just dump some of the bucket out.
Meanwhile, salt and everything's getting all over the place.
That's almost covered in salt dirt.
I don't want to contribute to this, but we're getting our annual visit from Harkins tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
So you'll have a giant bag of popcorn.
Popcorn's
to
too
add
hard because it rolls. I would never pour popcorn on my...
pretzels and salt roll like you
just
saying.
Salt's fine.
You get the popcorn dust on
popcorn,
the end.
Popcorn dust is fine. Popcorn itself gets into the cracks of the...
I got a
pretzels.
Bib that
these are big pretzels.
The food on the chest.
You got a corner catcher?
Yeah.
That's smart. We should do pothead bibs where they have pockets on the side where the
storage.
Food, if it rolls off, it goes into the sides and just pour those back on. Yeah, it was pathetic.
Chest trays.
If it was lasagna, it would have been on my chest on a plate. I'd have been eating it.
I'm going to have a battery pack on the back so the stuff that falls on the side
shoots
hoses
back over
up.
The top. Smart. Now we're cooking.
It circulates it.
Yeah. Greg says, man, I live in Los Angeles. They can't prepare that field in Mexico City. I'm telling you right now, all the good gardeners are right here in L.A. That is true. You have stolen the best of the best, but the Mexico City Stadium could have been done by now. It could have been done. We got Pladio starting on Monday, and I'm very excited about it. And it's every year it's the same. We get down to the last couple slots to fill, which will be about right now, today, tomorrow. And then we start hearing from the people who are like, dude, a contact. It doesn't matter. Top 30 are in this year. I'm not even going to be nice about it. If you're 31, 32,
this morning.
You drive in from I don't care where. We drove all the way from Baghdad, dude. Oh, well, you're 31. You got to turn it around. So I'm telling you right now.
Did you hear Larry
yesterday? It's full.
Yesterday?
It's full.
He thought we changed it this year. He's like, we're only halfway because we got 60 slots this year. Don't
what?
We? That's right. I didn't hear that.
60?
Where did he get that from?
No.
Yep. And he goes, oh, halfway was 15.
Man.
Yeah, nothing's changed.
He wasn't 60. Saying that on the radio, was he?
No.
No, don't worry about that. I will quickly correct that. Larry was wrong. Deal with it. That's a simple, oh, you said we'll sue. Go ahead. Take it to court because we're not playing 60 of you.
We'll sue.
You don't have any money to sue me.
Exactly.
That's the best thing when a local band or local artist starts to threaten litigation. Just look at them and go, okay, I'll see you in court then. You'll never see them in court. They've got nothing. They have to borrow their girlfriend's money to pay rent, for God's sake.
We have Lerner and Rowe. What you got?
We got that. We got all sorts of stuff. We're covered.
Oh, he'll be in today. We can ask him.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Deal. We'll have him pop by.
Kevin Rowe's coming in?
Yeah. Yep. If a local band comes in and says, hey, I want to sue the KUPD, just the door would he would just smash it in their face.
I think he's a little nicer than that, isn't he?
No, not in that regard. Yeah, like you've wasted time and money that I'll never see. Get out.
Have you seen the husband and wife battle that's been going on TV?
There's another one?
What?
Yeah.
Is the girl like Alexis Bryan?
He's in a bright pink button down, and she's in a bright pink dress. His shirt's underneath, but they match.
Does she have a better delivery than Alexis?
She's a little, she's more laid back, but.
Yeah. There's still
that
nothing.
That would be a good battle.
You want husband and wife lawyers to battle for you?
Wow.
Yeah.
What do they represent? Divorce or like regular stuff?
Yeah, I think it's a divorce attorney. Yeah.
That's weird. A married couple that's representing you in divorce stuff.
Yeah. I want for divorce,
the Cordell guys who are bitter divorced men fighting for me. I don't want a happily married couple defending me in a divorce. I want an angry, just as mad as me lawyer who's, I've been through it, man, the bitches. I'm like,
you don't
want to
see their happiness?
I don't want them going, you know, our marriage is 33 and strong. Anyway, I'm sorry that yours dissolved. All right, where's the bitter lawyer that's got the bitch he's got to pay once a month?
Oh, we don't hire them.
I'm out. I'll see you guys some other time. They need to have bitter man lawyer divorce lawyers.
We got you covered.
Are you getting screwed? It's kind of Cordell and Cordell. I'm not even licensed in your state, but I'll find you a bitter man who's been through this too, and he can fix it. Ask Barry Sanders. I don't know. That marketing campaign was amazing. Just the dudes driving there, just furious. Barry Sanders comes on. Was I your hero as a child? Well, I was devastated by a real woman at one point.
Don't let it happen to you.
Yeah, it could happen to me. It could happen to you. I got, man, and I mean good. You could be like Barry Sanders in one regard. You don't get screwed by a lady. Anyway, so yeah, you get that going. But Pladio, go ahead and threaten to sue. 30 slots. That's all we're dealing with here. That's the end of it. You're all done. And we'll get them going on Monday in Trip Reeves. Incredible Pladio 2018. And then Tuesday night, we'll take the top five performers from their on-air submissions. We'll take them over to Copper Blues downtown, and they all get two songs to sing. We'll have a 10-song concert. Usually goes from 7 to about 10 on the Tuesday night before we crown our winner. There's been a couple of years where it's clear-cut, as easy as you can go, figure it out, boom, right there at the place. We're like, we know who's going to win here. Bear Ghost comes to mind. When they won it that one year, it was like, this is a clear-cut victory.
And look at them. They're huge now.
Man, they've done nothing. That was disappointing. We banned them from ever entering again. So I'm like, you guys, if you enter this again, it's pathetic. You need to do more. And now, where's Bear Ghost?
They're huge.
Yeah. I love them. I think they're great.
I think they're still around.
They're hanging around here. They need to be somewhere else. Doing other stuff. because they just blast. I thought for sure that would be our first one that would be like, hey, they're going to get a catchy little gig somewhere doing something.
It's what happens when you don't do the Brady Sauce jingle, you know.
Did they turn you down for that?
Wow. No, well, we got on Brady because he was.
Oh, that's right. He was trying
to. Yeah, they already did one jingle already. About that. I was trying to get another one.
You were trying to shoehorn your way into our winners doing extra crap for
you. I like that stuff.
You guys could be doing commercial jingles for free.
I'm your guy.
I'm the guy that can facilitate.
They didn't listen.
I can make that happen.
That's all I'm saying. Look what happened.
Oh, that would have shot him right up the charts, Brady.
Yeah. I can fallacitate. I can fallacy. I can fillet you. In that regard. Oh, Bear Ghost has a couple shows coming up if you're interested. December 15th, where? Phoenix.
That's awesome. The Yucca Tap Room.
Second annual world famous Yuletide Wonder Show, Decker the Halls edition.
All right.
Doesn't give a location.
That's enough of that.
Just somewhere.
Somewhere in Phoenix, Bear Ghost plays.
Their last show was in Roosevelt, John.
I don't even know where Roosevelt, Arizona is. Oh, at the lake?
Lake Resort and Arena.
Oh, they toured Phoenix. Look, they toured Roosevelt, Arizona, Scottsdale.
Scottsdale, Phoenix, another surrounding area.
They played a faux restaurant in Scottsdale. It says Faux Cow.
That's cool. They had to write a song about that. They're at the Van Buren.
Rebel Lounge.
A couple days later, you can see them in Phoenix and then back in Phoenix.
So they went on tour.
Crescent Ballroom. Yeah, all over the valley. Valley Bar.
That's disappointing. Let's not rub it in.
They played the Tempe History Museum.
They're busy.
Yeah. They are busy, and they're saving money on gas because they're not going very far.
I thought Tripp was going to put in a good word for him somewhere.
He did, and they did nothing with it. You should really, anyway. They're pretty good. Bye. A ringing endorsement from Tripp Reap. So that'll happen next week. We're excited about it because there's always hope. And again, it's the same cycle I go through. The hope of finding something special. The first few songs go by, I've still got my hope. About five songs in, I'm miserable. I hate the game. And then the end of Monday.
Peaks like, and valleys.
And the
John.
End of Monday, I'm like, oh, we got to do this again tomorrow. And then Tuesday is just a series of buzzers and beeps that just can't be hit fast enough to get me out of listening to most local music.
I think it helps you appreciate the music we play.
It's true.
On
every
regular
year,
days.
Every year you're like, you know what? I'm not going to be so rough on that Dave Draymond anymore.
But there's also stuff that it's played, that's added, and you're like, wow, that would have gotten a
– Oh, yeah.
Would have made it through.
Some songs we'd have
not a lot, but yeah. There are some.
But there are some you hear.
Two or three.
Like that Dave Draymond. Damn it, I'm back on it again. It happened so quickly. I don't mind Disturbed, but that Sound of Silence thing.
Just the Sound of Silence.
That just left my head shaking so hard.
Our other stuff's fine.
Yeah, they got plenty of good stuff, but that one was just like, I can't listen to this. This is I mean, that would have been buzzed in the I would have laughed hysterically if that was a local band trying to pull that off. Hello, darkness, my old friend. I'm like, what in the world is this dude thinking? And then he starts yelling and forget it. That would have gotten buzzed.
Maybe Garth Brooks should try that.
I would like that. If they got back in, Garth Brooks could try again. Weirdest part is in that city council meeting when I was sitting there with the people trying to build that gate and that contentious fight we had back in May or whenever it was in my neighborhood about some dumb gate. One of the city planner guys was the guy from Garth Brooks. I kept looking at him. I'm like, I know him. And he looks at me, gives me the heads up. What's up, dude? What's up? Like, hey, you're the cowboy from Garth Brooks. Shh, don't say that here. All right. You can't be the Garth Brooks cowboy here? No, these old people will think we're on the same team. Cowboy from Garth Brooks. IT'd super genius.
And I saw the drummer slinging the seafood at the Whole
Foods.
Oh, that's
right. He was at Whole Foods making lobsters for you. Yeah, well, they got to work, Brady. That's the idea of this Playdio
awesome.
Thing is to get them out of the work. That's what we care about right there. Two things we need to deal with. Getting you on Red Dead Redemption and getting these Playdio guys a championship that actually means something this year. $1,500 to the winner. Time at Mind's Eye Studio with Larry Elia, the genius that is Larry. Helping you out and getting you some recording tips or maybe just a song that you're like, you know what, we're going to redo this. And then you get to do our theme song for 2019, which is a one-minute little opener, like a TV show open for us, much like the last 3 or 4 years. Brady, how was yesterday's? Everybody's clamoring online. Did you and Mark Grace have a nice day yesterday?
We did.
Where did you go?
We went to the Scottsdale Porkopolis.
Oh, yeah? And?
Parked her out front.
Had he been?
One time he had been.
Was it crowded?
No.
No, nobody bothered Mark.
Only a couple of people came up.
So they wandered over and did it.
Yeah.
So what were your, what did Mark open up about anything? Did you let him drive after a couple of pops?
No, but we did talk we about that. About he was it. Like, ah, that's funny. He goes, nope, I'm not taking any more chances.
Hey,
and that
will.
Was his thing.
Come on, Gracie, you'll do it.
Are you only doing these things at Pork Island? I thought you were taking people to other places.
We are.
That was the whole point of the RV.
But he lives a mile away from there, and that was he.
Oh, okay.
You could, there's plenty of restaurants in here. It's not like you guys live in Shoal.
Yeah, no, I've gone to other places. Oh, we'll start doing that.
Go to Pork Opolis. That seems reasonable.
I know you're like trying different food out there. You always go to the reasons, same restaurant.
Well, one of the reasons, you know, it's barbecue, and it is to promote Pork Opolis, too.
Well, then just say it. Yeah, we're only going to Pork Opolis.
Yeah, then one way or the other. No.
I drive but I'm a local
Mark,
celebrity to
the
Pork
time
Opolis.
We are.
I know, but let's just call it what it is.
Yeah, you
it
didn't even need the RV. You could have set up a studio in the in the Pork Opolis.
But I like the RV because they're picking them up and they're driving around the RV.
Yeah.
What? See, this is what we're talking about with the NFL lying to us, Brady. Just be honest and say, look, I wanted to sell Pork Opolis.
Yeah.
Sell that thing.
And Brady sauce.
Yeah, sell that bitch.
Then don't go anywhere else.
Then don't go anywhere. Go pick them up.
Well, that's what we're doing sometimes.
All the time.
It's evolving. It's evolving.
No, it's not. It's devolved into
plus,
just
it's
you.
Cheaper for you.
Because the Pork Opolis. It's free.
Like Ryan Bader, we went over to Barbecue Island and we fired up a smoker and we made pizzas on the
you went
smoker.
To another sponsor of your podcast.
Yeah.
And you chilled for them.
Yep.
That's what this is about. Pork Opolis.
I took Titus
Barbecue
to
Island.
Whole Foods.
That's dumb. What have they done for
my
you?
My sauce is in Whole Foods.
Ah, see? Always whore for you,
wow,
man. Whore for
you. Are.
That's the way this is supposed
right,
to go.
But if I go to another restaurant. And,
don't bring it up.
No. I might be able to. The restaurant will incorporate my sauce in a sandwich or something
right.
that day.
That's the only places sense. You'll go is where they'll allow you. And here's the other thing you can do. Have your stuff ready. Like you're driving around in the RV with all the Pork Opolis ready to go, set up to serve.
That's you what go, I did with Brenneman and Spearman.
Right,
I brought
pick up,
it.
You go pick up Grace. It's already ready to go. You guys are chowing down because nobody likes a podcast where people aren't eating. That's
we
the best noises
see,
ever.
Is it in the audio?
No. We don't. We didn't really record much while we went in, ate a little bit, and then came back in.
But that's what we want to hear the whole day.
Yeah, some will.
All right.
It's.
No, I want it to be consistent. Consistency
shut up,
is the key.
You're
here.
Not even listening.
I am not listening, but I want him to win. I want him to do well, and everything he's saying is something a
how
consultant
do you know
or a person would
say. You haven't even heard.
Because he's telling me
out.
What's going wrong here. He's telling me all the things that are not right. It's inconsistent. Consistency is the key. You need
no,
to have boom,
the
boom,
key
and boom.
Is it's
no.
about food.
That's not a kid. That is
and
of course it's about
and sauce
it's,
and celebrities.
Be honest with yourself.
Celebrities are always good.
It's a celebrity eating your food. That's what it's about.
Sure.
That's it. There's step one. You have your brand. Boom. Don't start butting me right now. Your mouth just started to form a butt. Don't do it. And you drive Mark Grayson. The only thing you can do with this that would be successful is to drive around with Pork Opolis in the car and then go to other barbecue places and have them taste test and go, yours is much better. That's all you're looking for.
Brady Bogan 98 if you have a suggestion.
Right. Unpaid endorsement. No, you don't want to drive to other places.
I'm confused. Oh, so you are going to other places or you're not?
Don't go to other places, Brady. This is what... Dummy is your general listener over here. He's like, what do they do? I don't understand
but
what the
see,
purpose is.
I would like to go to other places as well.
Well then do that on your own time. They're
but
all
only
available
if they buy your sauce.
Right.
Yep.
So that's promotion.
You're Bill Lewis.
How much free golf can I get?
Brady, you
no,
know.
No, I'm heavier than Bill Lewis.
Brady,
right now,
you know what the worst thing is? Is a woman you're paying for sex who says, I'm not a hooker. If you're going to be a whore, be a good whore. And say, I'm doing this to promote all my stuff. That's the only places we go. Don't act like you're all-encompassing. Don't do it.
I pretty much say that on the
no,
podcast.
Say it out loud. No, this is for whoring my stuff, period. We're not going to Steak 44. They don't serve my product. This is all about
well,
you,
it,
celebrity,
again,
eating my product.
Right.
You're taking Dale Hellestray to Pork Opolis again today.
Yes.
Yeah, see? Good. You take local
he
celebrities to
been,
your restaurant.
So I'm going there.
Doesn't matter if he had been.
Yeah.
You take him to your restaurant. You park it out front. And then people will be like, hey, they're doing that podcast again over at Pork Opolis. I'd like to go see Mark Gracer. I wonder who he's got today. You're always in the same place. You're always doing the same stuff. With
but then he doesn't
people.
Need the RV if he's in the
yeah.
same place.
He never needed the RV, Ronnie's been right about that the whole time. It's a rolling billboard.
Okay, whatever.
Yeah, you could have just put the little podcast studio in each Pork Opolis. Stayed there, then people would have come to
but
see you.
It's too late. He's got the RV.
Just saying.
Yeah.
The RV it's great for events when I go out to the events.
That's true. See,
and then,
got that.
Then I'm vending the sauce out on the side. I have this set the tent up like I was at Desert Winds Harley last week.
The place to rest.
2 weeks ago.
Right.
Yeah.
You park it back there.
It's I brought it to the Testicle Festival.
Right.
It's a nice little visual.
It's a good visual for that.
It carries that equipment.
Whether it's cost effective or not, it's another debate. But
we're working that
out. But
can you?
I see his point.
Can you actually bring it into it? Because like the Chandler Barbecue Festival, you wouldn't have room for the RV. You have to pay for like five spots.
He knows a guy.
We're working that out.
He's got a guy. Don't worry about it.
Now that's taking up a lot of space.
Right.
Ronnie, that's already tight enough.
Ronnie might be right about the RV's cost.
I take a 10 by 20 last year at the Chandler Barbecue.
How big's the RV? 30
foot? 10 by 30.
Yes.
I need 10 more feet.
Don't worry about that.
That's also expanded. They brought it out to the street.
Yeah. I deal in what we've got, not what Mike Tomlin. I'm doing what we got, not what we should have. I'm dealing with what we have here in the building. I haven't concerned myself one iota with what we don't have or shouldn't have. You got an RV, here's how it works.
Hell, maybe Holmberg's Morning Sickness should get an RV.
What's the point of that? It costs us a fortune. They're pointless. It's a stupid man's endeavor.
Hey, what, do we just need something for old Jer to do?
Yeah, yeah, that's just a dumb man's
job. Drive old Jer around.
It'll be that old saying, the two best days of my life is buying the RV and selling the RV.
Same with a boat. We need a boat,
Yeah. Yeah, let's get a Holmberg's Morning Sickness boat.
This is what an idiot would do. I'm not doing that. But no offense to you, Brady. You've got the RV now.
Right.
So you've passed that
line.
You got
to use it.
You got to use it now. Put it to use or else you are the idiot. But you pick them up. You take them to your places. That's it. Don't even dabble around with, we'll go other places. No, you won't. Don't. There's no
point.
Can't
promise that.
But there's
no
point. Of course you do. But there's no point if you're promoting yourself. Whore properly. And Gracie is going to love it. And what you really need to do is have one star who doesn't like your food. That adds authenticity to the entire podcast.
Yeah, has anybody ever, like, grimaced or anything after eating a bite?
Don't admit that. Don't admit that.
He wasn't
in No one has done that one yet. Gary Cannon threw up right afterwards.
Really? No, he didn't. Big Joe Quezon, barbecue expert. Try my brisket, Joe.
All right, man. It tastes like fish and hair.
Well, I guess that didn't... Ooh. Anywho.
That's what you need. It's like that Guy Fieri show is such a suck. He never doesn't like any.
That's garbage.
Yep.
You could tell, too.
You
could
tell
that
sometimes.
That can't be that good.
What I like is raw trout, coleslaw on a burger.
Oh. Yum city.
You don't like that.
We'll be right back.
Really take me to Flavor Town.
I do like all the memes I get.
All of them are that way. They have to be.
They don't have to be.
They choose to be because
if you go around, your show is not going to last long because no one will let you come in to the show and do
it's
a thing on your
whoring.
Restaurant and then bury your restaurant.
Right,
it's
whoring, and that's why Guy Fieri, that's why he has the reputation he's got. As
one of the biggest shows on TV, singers came in and sucked, and they put them on television.
It's the best thing in the world. Yep. Shark Tank's another one. Give me your idea. What is it? You suck. Get out. People love that
awful.
Stuff. People love that stuff. And if you had somebody like, I wasn't a big fan of that, that's not good. That adds credibility to Guy Fieri.
Yeah. Food
that
Network's just a bunch of pusses. That's all.
And it's boring.
And they
won't
do it.
Everything's delicious.
They do it on the chef shows.
That's true.
Where they'll have the kids cook and they can make fun of the kids cooking.
We find all these diners, drive-ins, and dives.
Like, no, they pay a certain amount to have you come out and like their stuff out loud. It's a big commercial.
Well,
it's an infomercial.
Sure. And those things thrive after the fact. And they try to go off, you know, on a good recommendation.
Right,
like,
but once it got figured out, he became the world's biggest douche. I just luckily figured it out a little earlier than most. While everybody's like, guy's fun. I'm like, no, he's the biggest douche on the planet. You'll see someday. I've seen the future. And the mayor of Flavortown is a douchebag.
The restaurant Nightmare Show that Gordon Ramsay, they had
fantastic.
Him in. You know, they knew they sucked.
But he tried to reboot him, at least. He was trying to rescue him.
But there's plenty of shows that have
But the sucky thing
made
makes people
of.
Watch. Because what would you do when you go see Gordon Ramsay? If he liked it, you knew it was good. Because that dude's hard to please. You like hard to please. It would be great if Grace had said, French fries are no good, but I really liked this.
Just honesty.
Honesty. That's what we're looking for. You're a whore in an RV, and you're picking up John's, and then at the end, they're like, this was a decent experience or not. Mark Grace was yesterday's hooker. getter is John. There you go, Jimmy Taylor. Like my quote, if you're going to be a whore, be a good whore. The more you know. In this day and age, no one respects the, you know, being pushed into this placated kind of nice world. Like, that wasn't any good. I could see it in his face. That sucked. You know who the best one ever was? There was a guy named Gary Collins, hosted a show called Our Magazine in the 80s. And every day there was a cooking segment. I think Gary was lactose intolerant and had all sorts of issues. But the producers were like, you're eating it, Gary. You're eating it. And Gary would go on and go, all right, we've got a chef all the way from, blah, 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 China. And he's like, here we go with some authentic Chinese food. And they would stuff the grossest things in Gary's mouth. And he would sit and go, that is fantastic stuff right there. All right. And we're going to come back with Cabbage Patch Dolls and what you can do with them after the holidays. Our magazine returns in seconds.
Tears are rolling down.
And you just see this guy's but he's like, that's great. Like, you just hear the sadness working its way through his neck into his eyes, and he's just got to choke back tears. Hey, we'll be right back with some African food. And then they're like, hey, Gary's got to eat it. And they would book chefs that would make Gary cringe. But he was too Mormon-y nice to make it all happen. Gary Collins ate everything. Everything. I got to hand it to that Jamie Serretta on Channel 3. On the weekends when she does that Good Morning Arizona show, they have a cooking segment. And I actually watched her go, I don't care for that at all. And they're like, whoa, they just had this group of people come on. She's like, I don't care for that one at all. She was, it's authenticity. What did you learn about Mark Grace's life yesterday? Did we dive deep?
Something different. I learned about his older brother and some of the wars that they had growing up.
Yeah.
Like, was his older brother a better athlete than he was? Yeah. He goes, no, he's 3 years older. He's a good athlete, but, you know.
What's his brother do?
What I learned, basically, if he'd beat his brother in something, he would get, it was a beat down for Mark.
Get his ass kicked to beat his brother. What's his brother do now?
I don't know.
No. Follow-up questions, Brady. Now I need to know that.
He's in prison.
Still, when he goes out to visit him, he gets beat up.
They still hate each other. Yeah. Well, that would be an interesting interview. It's like how many times Mark Grace is violated at home by his family.
Oh, yeah. Imagine you could ask that follow-up. What if it was really something like that? He's in prison or he's on heroin.
Do they talk still?
Yeah.
Yeah, they're pals. And does he live here?
We again, I didn't go deep on the side on the brother, but just he was telling that story about growing up. And then, you know, how he worked his way up through baseball.
Another thing I would tell you is that if I say, what'd you learn yesterday? And you say, I learned about his brother. That conversation can't end with, I didn't get real deep about the brother.
Learned a lot about his brother.
Oh, yeah? What's he do?
I don't know. We didn't really ask a lot of questions about that.
I'm confused.
You have to listen.
I know, but now the tease was very much like, oh, that's interesting. And then by the third sentence, you had told me that you didn't ask about the brother. Tell me, lie to me. What did you learn about Mark Grace yesterday?
His grandma. Grandma was the chef of the family, and growing up in Tennessee, he said, I think everything was dipped and then rolled in flour, fried.
Brady, what did you learn about Mark Grace yesterday?
He went on a huge bender in
there you
Mexico.
Go. Give me something, Gracie. Yeah. He had sex with a man once in Mexico he didn't know.
Oh, come on. You know the conversation.
I know. It's a lot better than dipping stuff in flour.
He traveled Europe with Lee Arthur Grimes.
There you go.
He's got a food
we
show.
Talked about,
it's a food
to,
show.
He had to blow. Talked about how it has the when you're telling these young players about slump busters.
Yes. Did you get into slump busting?
You little didn't. Bit,
yeah. There's your cell.
No way.
A little bit. That's not a ton, but that's enough. There you go.
Yep.
Find out what Mark tells you about slump busters.
He had to blow his way out of a hostage situation.
I would imagine fried food talk is a little deep, more in-depth than the slump buster.
Yeah, you probably dove deep into Grandma's flour.
No, slump buster was longer than the,
more
than the fried food talk.
Yeah. Where's Grandma live?
Tennessee.
Oh, okay. Is she still alive?
Don't think so.
God damn it.
Don't
did you spend any time with this man?
I don't know. Didn't follow up.
She makes chicken.
All right. Well, now I'm curious to hear where this went. Brother, not so sure about him. Grandma, big with flour. Not once did Mark Grace get drunk, drive around Mexico, and blow his way out of a hostage situation. But you could have lied about that and sold me a podcast. That's what you tell him. Now, today with Hellestray, you got him now, right?
Yep.
Back to Porkopolis.
11:30.
What do we want to know about
that? Talk about a downgrade.
What do we know about that? It is a bit of a guest drop.
This will be so much energy on this one.
What do you want to know about Dale? Is your objective with this is to interview them and get deep or just like find out food? Like, do you want to uncover something?
Well, I want to, as far as like an athlete like Gracie,
yeah.
One of the things I wanted to find out is, and they're pretty easy to answer. Did you have a, you know, there's a lot of superstitions with baseball.
Sure.
When you're getting ready, was there a pregame meal that you had set up? Was, you know,
it all goes back to
any kind of nightmare food stories? Who was the worst in the clubhouse? That kind of stuff.
Yeah, get some good stuff like dirt.
Yeah.
Don't be like, remember that Roy Garibaldi? Oh, God. All he did was blow the celebrities.
Yeah. Don't blow the celebrities.
For an hour.
I'm not saying go gotcha media, but don't blow the celebrities.
Yeah, give me something good, though.
Let's talk about your DUIs.
Because then you're the positive side of sport.
What kind of, you know, how did the enhancements differ from when you were back in the day? You know, you talked about we had the vitamin table.
PEDs, yeah. The pills.
Yeah, we got into that a little bit.
The uppers and stuff.
Yep.
Yeah, see, that's good stuff.
I like that.
I like that, yeah.
And it's still eating, so it stays within the borders of the eating pills and drugs. So you can stay within the confines of your podcast.
The dietary differences when he was a player compared to now, he's like, it's regulated. You are, I mean, everything.
Yeah. People are beasts now.
Yeah.
Yeah. And he goes,
back then he used to eat.
And he also believes that there's a difference. There's the reason why there's more injuries.
They're pulling muscles.
Muscles are getting a lot bigger, but your tendons don't. You can't increase. You can't strengthen the tendons and those things.
The old, I forget who said it, but I think it was Rick Rushel when they asked him, how come he's never been on the DL? And he said, because you can't pull fat. It's like all these guys who are ripped are always pulling hamstrings and ripping muscles. I can't pull fat. That's all I am. So I just go out there and throw the ball. I'm fine. It's like, wow, Rick Rushel just made a ton of sense on why never working out is a good idea. I don't work on weights, and I'll get all tight. My big fat slob. Sure, I'm going to die when I'm 58, but so what?
David Wells was pretty good.
He was drunk a couple times on the hill. Never pulled a muscle. That's for sure, because you can't. You got none. It's 6:56. What do you got on the big board of musical treats for? By the way, Chewing the Fat with Brady at BradyBogan98, right?
Yeah.
Okay. You can check all that out.
On Instagram?
You can learn very little about Mark Grace's brother and grandma. Very, very little information. But you will know that he has one.
What service do you post it to?
It's at the Chewing the Fat. Is it Lisbon? The link's on my Instagram,
okay. BradyBogan98.
Has anyone said anything that makes you go, ooh? And then you don't dive in because you're afraid to go, like you're afraid to you scare them. Have you gotten into a topic where somebody says, like, well.
With El Terrible.
Who's that?
The bare knuckle boxer, Estevan El Terrible.
He
gets into some
and you were uncomfortable?
Areas. Nope, I let him go.
Did he kill a man? Is that what you're saying? Is that you and Grace?
Wow, Grace is fat.
No.
That's not Mark Grace. He looks horrible.
That's Ian
Bagg.
Oh, okay. I was going to say Ian Bagg. That's not Mark Grace.
I haven't
Grace
put
at
a
all.
Picture of Grace up yet.
Good Lord. One. And you got hot, hot, hot things on your wall. That's interesting.
Someone. Overdubbed the Pizza Hut thing.
Oh,
put the pork gobbler's logo on there.
I like it. All right. Anyway, we'll go ahead and listen to that and learn about Mark Grace's eating habits and the fact that
his grazing.
What's his brother's name?
Mick. Mick.
Is that
Mick
wrong?
Grace.
You lie. But it's better than what
Mick Grace.
So I asked you initially, what did you learn yesterday? Learn a lot about his brother. You don't know his name?
I learned Mark's middle name.
What is it?
Eugene.
Oh, okay. You know, it's on the back of his baseball card.
I know.
Yeah. A little research would have fixed that.
BradySauce.com also for the podcast.
And today's is live, right?
Yeah, we'll
there
get it
no
up.
There's no live. What are you talking about?
Well,
we do it as you go.
We do it, and then you put it up
after
you're... Yeah.
Just boom, it's done, and it's on.
Throw it up there.
Listen. No editing. You're going no editing?
Ooh. With Dale Hallestray.
Well, it depends. If I'm a one-man show on it where I'm recording it, then I got to send it to Dom to upload it.
Yeah, that's fine. But it'll upload, but no editing still.
Dom's
I guess.
Editing.
I mean, if there's any, you know, if there's downtime between me getting up and switching the thing off and that, we'll probably tighten that up.
Oh, you
got
to tighten up the beginning and the end. But the
and
show
then I like
itself,
to put my,
good.
Yeah.
Like to put what?
Oh, I'll make sure I do, you know, thank the sponsors.
Oh, sure,
stuff.
Sure. But that's, you know, that's just all part of the plan of the however long time you got.
Yeah.
Start a clock. You got an hour to talk to Dale.
Oh,
an hour?
You know, it could go. It could go 20 minutes.
It could go. No. Your show is an hour long. Do it.
Well, I've been. I think I've been.
You guys edit the Ian podcast, the Ian John podcast, the morning after pill.
Not at all.
Yeah, we don't edit the Tuffy Roads either.
I'm scared to death to edit it. It sounds like it makes people go, "What did they say?"
Because although we did have to edit Jeremy,
we edited Jeremy once because of his incredible. tone he took with White Sox fans that got it was like I don't know if racist is the right word it was just
terrible. Awful. He was an awful human for
it's just like, I'm not happy with this at all. We're going to cut that out. But we did announce it on the thing. Jeremy, we're cutting out what you just said because that was horrible. These are human beings. Like, I'm not sure anybody needs to hear that.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, you're sorry. And we edited that out because it was just awful.
And there was, I mean, back to El Terrible, there's a couple of things that maybe that,
criminal?
Cussing? No. No, there's been plenty of cussing on.
What did he say that was so bad?
Maybe it was after the fact that all of a sudden we, you know, there's a couple times where you finished up and you're still getting ready to drop them off. And we're like, oh, that could have been on there. We should have just kept it recording.
That's not editing, Brad.
Yeah. But I can't remember. It might have been really a lot of cussing.
No, you just killed a lot of the cussing.
Yeah, or if it was getting into real deep.
You're uncomfortable thinking about it.
I'm trying to remember that. You could leave that on there.
Yeah.
You can leave
not
cussing.
Not funny and torpor listening. There's no pride in that.
So far, the shortest one is 40 minutes with Steve Byrne.
Just put a little E on there. Yeah. Explicit.
Is that why you edit out the cussing of the El Terrible?
No. I can't remember. I'm trying to remember the topic that was you don't have to go because it just kind of went.
Was he raped as a child?
Close.
No
yeah,
kidding?
I think so.
That's interesting.
In we got it.
Okay,
that.
I was going to say that's not what you were editing.
Yeah.
He grew up an orphan, was raped violently a lot.
Just grew up fighting.
Yeah, and raping.
I don't know about rape, but there's definitely a lot of cocaine in the life.
Yeah. I want to know what you edited out. I want the too hot for chewing the fat.
I think the only thing is just too hot rambling. More like
too hot for Brady's stove.
It wasn't necessarily the topic. It just was.
Just no good.
Riddling.
Oh, he was out of his mind.
A little bit.
Okay. Well, there you go. God, it took a long time to get that answer. We'll be right back with more chewing the fat with Brady. And Mark Grace's anonymous brother. what do you got? What are you going to do?
Let's see. Wake up song. Brought to you by Harris Auction. We still have a few slots left if you want to get on the World Series of Poker, road to the World Series of Poker. Just email me, creepy@98kupd.com. Friday night we're doing it, 7 o'clock, absolutely free. Giving away 3 World Series of Poker seats. So get in quick because this is almost done. We got Static X, the only up here, Prodigy. You want to do Prodigy? Breathe?
Yes.
Prodigy.
Anytime you've got it on the list, we'll do it most part. Don't abuse that.
John, I'm going to say it because maybe you won't, but Brady, you're too goddamn big to have Dale Hellestreet shoving around at
Porkopolis. You.
So cut him today.
Have old Jared drive the old RV and throw the microphones on and just take him for the lunch
this
podcast.
This is great. Do the podcast today. And then at the end, just go,
I'm probably not going to throw this one up.
Are you here for
what
kidding me?
What happened? I'm wasting a whole day here.
It really didn't go anywhere.
Just do the Grace one.
Leave I'm just going to throw Grace up.
And then hand him a bill for the food.
I tell you what, if I'm sick or something, I'll throw this one up that week. But otherwise, it's just a backup.
And just make him nuts.
John has a couple of questions he wanted me to ask you. Now, why would you go do that?
Why would you do that, huh? Louis Moses, genius advertiser, said, Brady, the authenticity is gold. Authenticity, that's the key. Have someone hate your food once and you're a gold mine. It's all you want, people just to be honest and stuff, especially in podcasts. And you want to hear what somebody thinks of your brisket and then talk about how they were raped in an orphanage. Now, that's something I'd listen to, especially if you scrambled up north. That would have been a good one. Let's get them back on there and get deeper.
I had some few follow-ups after last time. What was your last meal before you can't have took one in the trunks from the priest?
You have everybody.
Dropped him in a minute.
That's another thing. Finding out that Brophy Prep downtown's got a whole bunch of names.
Now they're under.
Well, they're not even under. It's over.
It's coming out.
The announcement is coming, and they sent out a paper to people who go to Brophy's. Like, sorry to announce that we are now guilty of it too. And in a few days, some of the names are going to come out of the sexual abuse been rampant. So
that's where Larry went.
Yeah, I got to ask Larry. Since 1950, they've done the investigation back to 1950, and they're like, here are the names, and it's evidently longer than you'd expect because they have to wait to release the names. I don't know what's coming, but Brophy's.
What if Larry's on the list?
Hopefully, maybe it's like a big thing. It goes, Brophy goes, totally clear. But they did send out a letter yesterday that evidently said, well, bad news are coming, folks.
Because a lot of the, I think when you're going back and it's part of the relocation program where they say something would happen, move them to another
jam them over there.
School, then that person's name gets finally nailed. And they're like, here's, let's retrace where he was.
Yeah. Basically, if it's Catholic teaching. And it was, and it's been around since 1950 or sooner, they were in on it.
Yeah.
So it's no surprise. It's not like one of them ever stood up and said, I won't take the rapey priest. That never occurred, or the scandal would have broke years and years ago. Not one of them said, turn him away. He's not coming in here for that. We don't do the rehousing. They were doing it. So that's the news that's coming out of that. But surprise, surprise, the sky is blue. Imagine that. They rehoused and helped out with the relocation of some bad dudes. That whole thing's a mess. But, yeah, Brophy seems nice. Such a nice school. Every time I'm down there, I look at that, what a beautiful school. It does. It makes it bad. If the leaders of the school were helping out with the sex scandal, it makes it bad. A lot of people pay a lot of money there.
Correct, but sometimes the leaders of the school are different from the church. Like I have to ask my brother. My brother teaches at, you know, St. Ignatius in Cleveland.
Yeah, well, they're not, you know, and aware of it. But at the time, if you were.
And then he went to basically the equivalent of a Brophy in Columbus.
Has that one been busted yet?
I don't know. That's why I want to ask him.
You couldn't help it. That's the way the thing worked. That was the system in place. You participated or you didn't. But I don't think the didn't was an option for a lot of them. But yeah, Brophy is like such a pinnacle of good downtown. It's costly. Got that hanging over the top of him now. That ain't good.
I have a buddy that's a lawyer in Columbus, and he's saying some of the settlements now for the Vatican, they can't even write the checks. They're
zooming out.
They're selling land now.
Really?
In order to pay.
Doesn't surprise me. Either way. All those kids. Hopefully it stopped. Hopefully we're like saying it was like in 1958, but the dominoes are brutal. So it's back in our little town, too. It happens everywhere. And that's good advice from Prodigy. Just breathe. Breathe it out. It's tough to break that news right before Thanksgiving, though. Everybody comes back to school and goes home with the family. Hey, I saw your school on the news the other day.
Yeah, we beat the North Mountain team.
No, not on sports. I saw it was a haven for rapists.
Yeah, that too. We had that.
That's no good. That's bad advertising.
Did you get out unscathed?
You all right? It's the acne.
Yeah.
Good thing you had all that acne. Priests hate that stuff. It's safe.
Now, though.
I wouldn't put Clearasil on at all if I was a kid today. Going to a Catholic school, I'd be covered.
Don't shower.
Be the least attractive one. That's the key.
Smell.
Stink. And show up just covered in whiteheads. Yeah, ain't touching you. Got to be adorable.
Big, red, and badass.
It's the natural way radio should be. 98.